Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know that feeling when life throws you curveballs, right? Like, suddenly your schedule's a mess, work deadlines are looming, and you just feel overwhelmed. Yeah, I've been there too. A lot. But guess what? We're not powerless against these everyday storms. We can actually build inner strength to weather them. And today, we're diving into two powerful tools that can help. Mindfulness practice and journaling. Ever felt like your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour? Thoughts bouncing off each other, leaving you feeling scattered and stressed. Mindfulness is about bringing awareness to the present moment without judgment. It's about taking a step back from the mental whirlwind and just observing your thoughts and feelings as they arise. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a busy highway with cars zooming everywhere. Mindfulness is like stepping onto the side of the road, watching the traffic flow, but not getting caught up in it. It helps you gain clarity, reduce anxiety, and find that calm center even amidst chaos. And journaling? It's more than just jotting down your to-do list or venting about your day. Journaling is a powerful way to process emotions, gain self-awareness, and track your progress. You can use it to explore your thoughts and feelings, identify patterns in your behavior, set goals, and celebrate your wins, big and small. Think of it as having a conversation with yourself on paper. Now, how do these two tools actually work together? It's like a dynamic duo. Mindfulness practice helps you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions, while journaling provides safe space to process them. You might journal about a stressful situation, then use mindfulness techniques to observe your feelings without judgment and develop coping strategies. Here's the beauty of it all. These practices don't require any special equipment or years of training. Just a few minutes each day can make a world of difference. You could start by taking 5 minutes each morning to focus on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, and letting go of thoughts that are causing stress. And then, for just 10 minutes afterward, jot down 3 things you're grateful for and 1 thing you're looking forward to. Think about it. You wake up feeling overwhelmed, but through mindfulness, you find a moment of calm amidst the chaos. Then, journaling helps you process those anxieties and identify what's truly causing stress. Then, suddenly, you have a clearer mind and a path forward. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a high school student juggling exams, extracurricular activities, and family commitments. She's constantly feeling stressed and overwhelmed, like she's drowning in a sea of tadas. Sarah starts incorporating mindfulness into her daily routine. She takes a few minutes each morning to focus on her breath, noticing the sounds around her and letting go of anxious thoughts. Then, before bed, she journals about her day, reflecting on what went well and what challenges she faced. She even lists out small things she's grateful for. Sarah notices a shift. She feels calmer, more focused, and better equipped to handle the demands of her life. The journaling helps her process her emotions and gain clarity, while mindfulness gives her the space to relax and recharge. So remember, building inner strength isn't about being superhuman. It's about cultivating awareness, managing your emotions, and finding those moments of peace amidst the storm. And with a little practice, you can harness the power of mindfulness and journaling to create a more resilient, fulfilling life. Ready to take action? Start small. Choose one technique, maybe it's 5 minutes of mindful breathing, or a quick gratitude list before bed and commit to doing it for just a week. Then, come back next episode and share your experience with us. Because remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all in this together. Until then, keep striving, keep growing, and stay strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.